Hi, this is Shamil Chandra for Long Tail Shopping, January 21st, 2021, episode 1. This is Shamil Chandra, and today's topic is going to be Trader Joe's. So you've gone to Trader Joe's many times, but why do you like Trader Joe's? Is it because of the simplicity of choice? Is it because there's only one choice most of the time in terms of shopping to pick? Why isn't there more shopping centers like Trader Joe's? What makes the brand unique? And why do all these features of Trader Joe's makes it uncommonly good in terms of quality, in terms of service, in terms of the timeliness of the delivery of the material so you can shop for it in a good time? So these are questions that I'd like to talk about today. First of all, you know, you can imagine the same thing for a political party in the future. For instance, you can imagine Trader Joe's being used for picking the best. And what is best? That's the question. How does Trader Joe's derive the best? Is it based on quality? Is it based on regularities? Is it based on many other things? What is Trader Joe's secret sauce behind their supply chain? These are questions that you might want to ask yourself. Also, I've been to many Trader Joe's and they have really good product placing. What type of algorithm is behind that? That's something you might want to ask yourself too. And there's been many people who have put different places. They're using Trader Joe's because they don't like to waste their time with multiple choices. And if you go to the online shops, like the box.com and others, you see lots of choices. It's democratic, and most of the time you have to make the choice yourself from shallow information. But what if there was deep information in shopping? What if you could compare your clothing based on the texture, based on the quality, not just it's made in America or made in China, but it's made in somewhere? And these are problems that we face as a shopper always. And this is what we have to do, is we have to find a way to compare products, not just one on versus another, but N versus one or one versus N. And there's so many future impacts it could have to future of shopping. Not just having a vocal assistant per se, but having something where you can rely on it. And it can make the decision using either a human in the loop or not a human in the loop. Sometimes there's facets of products that we don't know about until we actually see them in person. And having a 30-day return policy is not always the best policy. People, there's many places like Warby Parker that allow you to do 5 lenses at the same time, try them out before you pick the one that you like with the right lenses, you know? So that's the same policy they should take with Trader Joe's and other grocery shopping markets in their arena. And something I call 21st century shopping online or offline shopping market. And this is what my philosophy is that I think that many of these shops should have, and this is one thing I've said before, they should have drive-through shopping lines so you can avoid the COVID crisis. And they just do a curbside pickup. You look at the product, you check out a sample of it, you open your window a little bit and they give you a sample, which is in a clean container to taste. And then you get that device. Drive-through grocery store is something that I've always thought about in the last 2-3 years. And it's something that no one has really looked at upon as a resource to fix this COVID crisis problem of how do we get to the grocery store? How do we have like large meetings? And earlier I've looked at the drive-through thing on my Twitter account where I said that, well, why don't you use drive-through political rallies? Now the problem is, how do you magnify that much? That's the question. And so going back to that, like, how do we transform shopping? How do we transform it so we can have a better experience, but also have safety in mind when it comes to health until the COVID crisis ends? And will it ever end? You know, the question is, will the deaths and the number of people sick around the world continue to go up? And as it already has gone to 400,000 plus, can it go even higher? No, it's not just we have to change ourselves, producers, all the way from, you know, for instance, you drink milk today. How do you know that milk doesn't have COVID in it? How do you know the water you drink from your line doesn't have COVID in it? If they are able to do whatever they're able to do, you know, using heating or using some high temperature or UV to make sure, they can do the same thing for many other things, you know, making adapters for cars so that you can get samples of some fruit before you buy it from the market using a drive-through market would be something really approachable. Another thing is why do we have to a catalog that we get of different fruit and vegetables? This would be really cool because, okay, for instance, like you have your dried fruit and your Tetra Pak stuff from different outlets to make food, taste sample, market where you can eat the food, and then you can test it out, a little sample of it. Now, that's something that concretely can become a business in the arena of shopping. You don't have to rely on, or maybe have a patch of that fabric on the thing. It's just like car salesmanship where they have a piece of the color of the patch of color for that particular paint on the car, or a patch of that paint for that particular type of paint. There's so many other types of issues that you can solve by having little samples. Now, there are numerous problems running in now that people, these brick and mortars are dying. And how do we reinvent online merchants so brick and mortars stay alive but stay relevant? And this is a big problem. And I'm basically talking it from a perspective. I'm tired of being in the home, and I'm tired of shopping for stuff and not sure about the quality control, if it's up to par. So these are issues that we face in these hard times. But how do we solve them quickly? How do we solve them in a fashion that's unorthodox? How do we solve them using out of the box thinking methodologies and using lots of algorithms, technologies, and services, you know, that are already there, and chain them together to create some new type of mashup? That's what makes it exciting. Or do we have to create new technology from the ground up? Do you have to take new services from the ground up? Do you have to do new business model from the ground up? Or do we have to do new algorithms from the ground up? That requires much more R&D. What you have to do is try to get it done as soon as possible in such a way that it can scale, and it has enough robustness and modularity that even if one process fails, there's other processes in the mean. So this is if we've learned something from how quickly we were able to get the COVID-19 virus vaccine out and disseminated amongst all the people who are on the front line of medical services and all the elderly people that are really old soon. And eventually to the general public, that is something that reminds of how we can get a package in play and get it from step one to step 10 quickly, and how to get it in such a way that people can gravitate to it. And sometimes people say, you know, well, Shamo, what about the ribbon tool on the office? People didn't like that. Well, you having new UI to your application is something that has problematic. And if you look at any of the phone providers, they're in challenging shape because people offer different types of UI and different types of phone form factors. And what happens, people don't like it. They can feel it within 5 minutes or 5 seconds. They can figure out, well, this is not good for me. It doesn't have that clickability. You know, many, many consumers in the past have looked at speed to get to a particular app. Other people have looked at, you know, flashiness. Other people have looked at functionality, pure functionality. These are all issues that we face. Now, how can we look at a UI for next generation UI for shopping? Same along the same lines. How do we look at UI for next? Now you can do the samples. You can do three-dimensional models that you can shift around. Okay, three-dimensional objects that pop out and kind of like the search engines of three-dimensional objects that pop out in the apps for Planet of the Apps, where you can place them into your living room or these chairs and other things. Now how do we change it? Now, and also another problem is for shopping is the stock market. There's never been a stock market for shopping online retailers. So someone needs to come up with that. And why is it important? Because right now there's only something like Camel, which allows you to check pricing for a particular object, item. And then when it goes below a certain threshold, it sends you an email. But these IFTTT type of automation tools, they have not been that popular with the general public. But can they be more popular so people can connect the physical world with the digital world, analog to digital? These are really big issues, and this is what goes back to a 60 Minutes article a long time ago where they were like, well, you know, like many online retailers that have barcodes or they have QR codes. You look up the QR code of the object or you look up the ISBN number of the book and you can find out competing retailers for that object. Now very few search engines allow that capability at this time. But what if this was true for everything physically available? We had a search engine for physical objects that are available and their quantity and their quality at a given time, so you can sell, buy and sell, and you can create all sorts of markets where you can buy and sell, and you can create inventory not only at kind of like Alibaba does, but at different levels of wholesale versus just having retailers, you know, available at people's fingertips. So these are issues. Next generation of shopping marks are going to be online, are going to be tasteable, are going to be drag and droppable, are going to be all these things. These are all important things that you have to have, you know, insertable into your 3D environment. And a drive through is another thing. But my point is, why do we have to wait so long? Why can't we come with something? Why doesn't some R&D department of some big online chain or a startup come up with something similar to this? That's what needs to be done. If you look at IKEA, the way they did their streamline their department where you handle the things, and you could do the same thing with other industries like food shopping. You go to a market. You buy the material and you cook it right there. That presents a whole litany of new things. You could eat at the shopping market, buy the fresh ingredients and eat there. It's similar to different places, different restaurants where you buy the sushi and then you fry it and then you saute it and everything and then you eat it yourself. So there's so many other creative things that make things get people excited, get people outside. But how do you do it in COVID environment? Do you install ranges or kitchen outlets for their car so they can do it in their car? They can buy, they can do curbside pickup and then pick up the things and then do it in the car. And so it's like some sort of cooking trip to the supermarket where they don't get out and there's bulk stock and there's not much repackaging and marketing done for a particular object or a particular item, product item. These are things that we have to look at from this particular point of view that's different than earlier. And I think another thing is, well, Shamo, why do people shop at certain times, and why can't we do better prediction of when is the next time they're going to come in, so we can give them personalized care and personalized, you know, and maybe before they come in, they have a rough idea of what they want, and they can get better service, better details on where this fruit come from, where this vegetable come from, what's the story. It's kind of like that Portlandia episode one where the guy asks, where did the chickens come from? These are all issues that you have to ask yourself. You know, now the cool thing is you have all these Epcot type of ideas. They're not really Epcot. It's already there. It's already there. It's already there. You just have to find the right type of material to get it done and create a technology mashup, and or services mashup, or algorithms mashup. And that's how you get the job done. You don't want to waste your time doing from the ground up technology services and algorithms specifically optimized for a particular task. And then you run into the problem. It's not generalizable for all sorts of a range of spectrum of products. So these are problems that we face. And long tail shopping is something that I've just started today as a podcast to talk about these issues. And so supply chain demand, you know, all these things, you know, how do we make it asynchronous instead of making it synchronous? How do we make the buying and selling of items at large scale asynchronous rather than synchronous? These are issues that you look at when you're looking at a networking protocol and you're looking at synchronous versus asynchronous. You have your lossy versus your lossless. And so and how do you avoid food wastage in this time of very, very low, you know, I mean, the market varies and it displays all these characteristics, but does it really truly characterize the strength and the vitality of the country, per se, in a lossless form? So, you know, lossless markets, a lossless supermarket, where you can ask for a certain type of brands, and if it gets hot, you know, and advert, and there's so many different things. Social shopping would be really cool too. You know, you go online, you find an item that you really like, but it's from an unknown retailer, and it might vary on the time it takes for you to receive that item. Now, If you go through your social networking, new age social networking called social shopping, you can ask a bunch of people what you think about that product and get their response. Now, there's a lot of websites out there like Quora that do all sorts of stuff on getting expert domains, kind of like Aardvark did before it got acquired. And Aardvark was really, really good because they send you email whenever you get a question in your domain and then you respond. It was all free. It was like an acquisition for $44 million for four people who were doing NLP, very, very rough NLP, high level NLP and machine learning. So so these are topics that we face. And this is why I like shopping. You know, shopping is the most critical thing right now. People love being materialistic. A lot of people do, and a lot of people don't, but most people do. You know, that's what makes some regular habit in their life, buying food, eating food. It's necessary for their underlying processes. How to make that exciting, you know? And many companies like Old Navy, they've put on display different types of entertainment systems when you enter their shopping to make it exciting, to mash things up, to go places where no one goes before on Black Friday. But then they stop, and that's when your heart breaks because you have something to look forward to. These people need to change shopping. Okay, so let's go to the next round, clothing shopping. How do we look at clothing shopping right now? You buy some cloth, you don't know where it's made of, you don't know what the quality or density of a fabric is, you don't know how many washes it can withstand, what are the temperature ranges. These are all things that are not shown in Versus.com and other places, okay? This is what you have to show in cloth shopping. Or why don't you just buy the cloth and send it over to a tailor, and they make a custom creation for you. that's something, you know, send it over to have an automated system. And this is just imagining, you know, in terms of how to connect all these systems together, or all these protocols or algorithms or services together. How do you outsource your tailor? How do you outsource your knitting? How do you outsource this thing, but sell your cloth from a familiar source? These are some things you might want to ask. So this is Shyam Mulchandra for Long Tail Shopping, Clothing and Food Market. So, so talk to you later. And this has been January 21st, 2021, episode 1 of Long Tail Shopping. Talk to you later. Bye.